Time now for Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblen. Today's show is brought to you by Something For You, where you can get everything from sewing to gifts. LaVon will have today's program after this.
You told us and we listened. Hi, this is Tina at Something For You in Atlantic, and we're excited to bring back to the area felted wool projects. We have penny mats to table runners. The patterns are simple embroidery stitches and appliques. The process is simply fun. Unsure of the process? Come in and we'll help fill your needs. We have all the supplies to get you ready. Floss, needles, pearl cotton, and freezer paper. Attention quilters! Extra wide flannel is arriving soon. We have lots of new going on at Something For You. Stop in and see us at 421 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic.
Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Kate Olson.
Good morning, LaVon.
Kate, of course, is the coordinator for programs with Cass County Extension, Iowa State University. And we're going to talk about food preservation, I think zero in on canning because there's a little more information needed there.
Yes. Canning and food preservation in general is one of those things. The more people get into backyard gardening and the more people get into that idea of having, you know, locally grown fresh produce available to them, it really is appealing. There's just a few certain things that people need to keep in mind to make sure that they're doing it properly and doing it safely is the key.
Yeah, after all, you've either bought it or harvested it. You've spent a lot of work, effort, and some money when you're talking about canning in terms of the equipment. Man, you don't want it to spoil.
No, yeah, after you've put all the effort into, you know, growing it or purchasing it at the farmer's market, cooking it down, getting all the jars and everything prepared, you don't want to, I guess, take it down in the last 10 yards, if you want to use a football analogy, but you don't want to then not use the properly recommended time, temperature, and processing method to get those things to the finished stage where they will hold on the shelf for a year, so they'll actually be safe and nutritious for your family or loved ones or whoever you're going to be sharing those with.
Yeah, it's pretty important, in addition to the time and money we mentioned, is that food safety is involved here. Now, there are lots of sources of information. I want to start out, though, with pressure canning and boiling water bath or hot water bath. What's the difference? Is there a difference?
There is a difference. And I've had lots of conversations with folks this year and throughout the last several years about canning. And one thing that people don't realize is, you know, if you get it hot and the lid seals, it's safe. Well, that's not true at all. A sealed jar is not a safe jar. That's one of the primary things that any of our food nutrition specialists at Extension will teach you in any canning class you could possibly take. A sealed jar is not a safe jar. If you didn't get it to the proper temperature and didn't process it for the right amount of time, all you've done is seal all the things you don't want in the jar with your food, and that's how you can end up with a sealed jar that all of a sudden has black fuzzy things growing in it or off-colored water or that smell when you open it up. And really, the thing that you don't want is it looks fine, it smells fine, but if it has botulism, it can kill you. So you can't always say, oh, well, we'll just do our best, hope it works, and then if it still smells okay when I open it up in 6 months, I'll eat it. Because by that point in time, it could certainly kill you.
All right. Now that we've scared people, maybe.
Yes.
But let's hope we scared them to do the right thing, because there is so much information and so much assistance here. And, of course, Extension is one of those resources. And one of the resources you have is testing the pressure canner gauges to make sure that's accurate, because if you're going to use a pressure canner, you want it to be correct.
Yes, any pressure canning recipe you use will tell you the proper amount of pressure that your recipe needs to come to get to the internal temperature where it's safe to can and consume. We do offer pressure canner testing for the gauge type pressure canners. Now, if you have a rocker type pressure canner, we do not test those. We can look at the seals and check those. If you're not sure what kind of pressure canner you have, you can stop it by the office and we can look at it for you. But we do have a gauge that's calibrated every year, so we know that it's accurate and we can test your dial gauge against our dial gauge.
And they really don't need to bring in the whole canner, just the lid, correct?
Just the lid. If you have the seal, it's always good to look at that and make sure it looks okay as well. But yeah, the lid and the gauge and the seal, if you want to have us check that, are all good things to bring in.
Okay. Is there a fee for that?
There is not a fee for that, and if you want someone to be there to test it while you wait, we recommend that you call and let us know you're coming, because we're not always in the office, or at least I'm not always in the office to test. If you want to drop it by and have us give you a call when it's tested, you can certainly do that as well.
Okay. And it just takes a little bit of time, not much time at all.
That is like, correct.
I could tell you stories about when it took hours to do that, but we don't have time to do that because we have so much information. Okay, so make sure that you're using a pressure canner for those foods, and generally those are in general low acid and meats.
Low acids and meats, yes, vegetables, things like that. If you're canning salsas, watch your recipes. The acidity, people assume that tomatoes are highly acidic, but if you start putting lots of things like green peppers and other garden produce in there, or pickling other things that may be very low acid, make sure you're using an approved recipe. And everyone that I always asks me about approved recipes, in general, the rule of thumb is if it's a recipe that was created before 1988, you may need to check it against an approved source. That seems like a long time ago, but for everyone still using grandma's and great-grandma's canning recipes, many of those were created well before 1988.
And I found, too, Kate, that if you go on the internet and look for a recipe for canning, much of that is old information, and so you need to be sure you have a credible source and check it against those credible sources.
Yes, much of it's old information or just people who have made things up. I mean, we talked a little last week about the oven canning. I've heard stories from our food specialist about people who've heard that canning in the dishwasher is a good idea because it gets them warm enough and they seal. No. That's just the short answer is no.
Yeah, we want the easy way out. And canning, you know, it's not really difficult once you know how to do it, but it is a little more difficult than putting it in the oven or the,
yes,
or the dishwasher. Well, let's talk about some classes that you have and some resources that you have to get that good information.
Okay. Iowa State University in the last couple of years has come out with a program called Preserve the Taste of Summer, which is exactly what you're trying to do if you're wanting to preserve fresh grown or freshly harvested produce. The Preserve the Taste of Summer program is available either as printed resources. We have 7 different printed resources that are available in our office on everything from fruits to vegetables to fruit spreads, pickled products, meat, poultry, wild game. We also have information on freezing fruits and vegetables, and specific information on canning and freezing tomatoes, because tomatoes are kind of their own animal in some cases. So those are all free publications, free of charge, either off the Extension store or by walking into our office. There's also a Preserve the Taste of Summer class that is available primarily as an online program, although in Cass County we have gotten together a group of people, if you will, who kind of form a class, and we watch it as a group. And once they're through, there's several levels there. The basic online level is $25 for several classes as well as some method-specific lessons. If you want to add in the ability to do a hands-on workshop, that is a little more expensive, but not too much. And I just want to mention that there are hands-on workshops available with that around the state, and there's one coming up September 14th in Adair County, so right next door. So if you want to learn how to do hot water bath canning, give us a call. We can either get you set up with the online course or maybe try and get a group together to watch those courses in our office prior to the 14th of September, so folks will be eligible to do that class.
Yeah, just to confirm again that you do need to take that basic stuff. It's kind of like, you know, when you go to school, you have to do some things first before you can move on to the next, and that's true with the preserving classes.
Yes, that is correct. They expect that you will come to this class on the 14th with all of the previous knowledge from the online courses or from the in-person courses, and they will just start right in on the 14th with a 5-minute review, and then they'll start canning. So,
okay. Now, if people have questions, you've mentioned the Extension bulletins. I think USDA is a good source, but it all comes, I think, you can correct me if I'm wrong, the University of Georgia is the place that's done all of this research that gives all of that information, and it's all based on that research.
Right. The University of Georgia has done a lot of research. The Ball Blue Book is always a good resource, but, you know, the preservation resource from the University of Georgia is phenomenal. They're testing and updating it all the time. They are the university that does most of that testing, and we're just fortunate to be part of the Extension system that likes to share so very much, and so we have all of that research available to us as well.
One of the things that I always try to tell people is when you, this is kind of going back to what you said before, that a sealed jar doesn't necessarily tell you that it's safe. That the temperature has to be a certain temperature in the middle of the jar, not just on the outside. And that's part of that testing.
Right.
To make sure how much time does it take in this peaches, green bean, whatever it is, how much time does it take to get to the middle of the jar on that appropriate temperature?
Yeah, well, if you look at canning and preserving charts, they're very specific. You know, if you're canning in a quart jar versus a pint jar, if you're canning, we had a phone call before fair this year from someone who was bringing preserved jelly to the fair, and they had half an inch of headspace on their jelly instead of the quarter inch called for in the recipe. So we called the ISU answer line, which is another great resource if we haven't already mentioned that. They're a good resource. We called the answer line and they said probably should recan that. I mean, a quarter of an inch of airspace makes a difference between what you want in the jar with the jelly and what you don't want in the jar with the jelly. So it really is a very exact science. I'm one that enjoys cooking by throwing a little bit of this and a little bit of that and coming up with maybe a different result than I had last time. But with canning, you can't do that, because if it's not a recipe that's been tested safe and proven safe, you really don't know what the outcome is going to be when you open up in an, when you open it up in a year to try and eat it.
So for those people who, like you, who'd like to make up their own recipe, the freezing is an alternative.
Freezing is a great alternative. It's much more forgiving, and there's some great resources. Like I mentioned, we have a publication on that, So Easy to Preserve, the University of Georgia one that you mentioned has, you know, time and temperature tables for everything, what needs blanched, what needs doesn't need blanched, what you just freeze raw, how you freeze it. There's tons of great resources out there, and yeah, it is a little more forgiving to just freeze those raw ingredients and then use them as you need them.
And one other method that we have mentioned, of course, is dehydrating or drying, and you also have information on that.
We do also have information on that, and that's the Preserve the Taste of Summer class. There's actually a whole section of that dedicated to dehydrating and drying foods.
So, Kate, people can go to any extension office in the state, probably anywhere in the nation, actually, and get great resources for food preservation, including canning.
Absolutely.
Give you a call at
712-243-1132, or you can always check out our website for information on canning and preserving, or for the answer line phone number, and they are a great resource for anything. They're the experts that we defer to quite often. Mm-hmm. But just find us online. Just look up Cass County ISU Extension.
All right. Thank you so much, Kate Olson, for being here this morning. Until next time, here is a thought. It takes less time to do a thing right than to explain why you did it wrong.
You told us and we listened. Hi, this is Tina at Something for You in Atlantic, and we're excited to bring back to the area felted wool projects. We have penny mats to table runners. The patterns are simple embroidery stitches and appliques. The process is simply fun. Unsure of the process? Come in and we'll help fill your needs. We have all the supplies to get you ready. Floss, needles, pearl cotton, and freezer paper. Attention quilters! Extra wide flannel is arriving soon. We have lots of new going on. It's Something for You. Stop in and see us at 421 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic.
Glad you could join us for today's edition of Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblin. Brought to you by Something for You, 421 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call, 712-243-4157.